I think like maps, you really have to pin it down to just like a moment in time, really, for us, you know. It was one of the songs that we've written. There hasn't been that many of them, but that just sort of kind of came out of the ether, just like a lightning bolt out of nowhere. And as soon as it was like written, it was still when we were recording everything onto like Nick's really ancient four-track. We came up with it sort of out of the blue, and as soon as it was on tape, it felt like something, special. And it was kind of right in the middle of just a really sort of emotional and like just super transitional period for the IAS, when we were just kind of coming up in the world and really just kind of just in that very adolescent stage of being a band, away from home a lot, and away from people that we love a lot, and I don't know, there was just something about it that I guess anyone that we loved really connected to, and obviously more people than that, but it was just just a song about, it's just a love song in, the truest sense, from us. And it's not easy to write a love song, so I'm really happy that we were able to do it, and obviously happy that anyone would consider it, number one as the top love alternative love songs. But yeah, it's a really kind of important I guess song for the IAS, and I don't know, Nick, Brian, do you have anything to say about it?
I was listening. I was listening to what you all were saying.
It's really a song that you kind of can't plan on writing, and I think that was why maybe it feels so true and affects so many people, 'cause it just came so naturally and just so purely.
Yeah. And anything that you draw upon something deeply like sort of personal, I think really people connect with in a way, because they just connect with things that feel pure and universal and stuff. And there's something in that song that must have those elements or those components to it, so.